Over many years of trying to think of who am I in the kingdom of God and what do I do? After personally interviewing many, many people, I've come to the conclusion that most of us really don't know how to describe ourselves, nor do we know much about what we do. It was mentioned in the last program that because most of us can't quite place ourselves in a church-recognized and religiously sanctioned function, somehow we think we are less. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it bears saying again, just because you have a different calling doesn't mean you have a lesser calling. One day, about 6 years ago, I was sitting with a friend, both being between appointments, eating our lunch, and revelating a bit. He asked me, "Who do you think you are in the kingdom of God?" Instantly, through my mind went a string of rebukes, commands to don't even go there, stop thinking those things, and a strong sense that if I answered in a positive manner, I would be proud and arrogant. And you know, pride goeth before a fall. Watch out. Be careful. Just don't. My heart was filled with such conflict, I couldn't hardly answer. He noticed my sputtering and halting, so he encouraged me again.
Okay. All possibilities of pride and arrogance aside, because I know your heart. Just put it out there, come hell or high water. Who do you think you are in the kingdom of God, and what do you do?
Ugh. Man, this was hard. I continued to sputter and pop and really avoid any sort of coherent reply. He asked,
"Well, do you think you're an apostle?"
I nearly hissed at him that he would even suggest such an elevated position. I said while staring at the floor,
"The Lord has used me to plant more than a few things which are still going, but no, I don't think I'm that person."
In my head were visions of overly large heroes of the faith with a little bitty stick figure of myself standing next to them. Nope, I didn't measure up. He asked,
"Do you think you're a prophet?"
I sputtered and popped, terrified to answer. Now, turning my head completely away from him to stare out the window, but said,
"The Lord has given me a prophetic gift that works when I wish it wouldn't, and doesn't work when I wish it would. But, you know.
In my mind loomed over large heroes of the faith and an even smaller, itty-bitty, three-fingered, googly-eyed stick figure of myself next to them. Nope, didn't measure up again. This went on and on. We were obviously not getting anywhere because I didn't see myself fitting any of the church-sanctioned, commonly accepted titles or recognized kingdom models of identity. In my vision, I only saw myself as a little, three-fingered, googly-eyed, toothy, grinning stick figure. Then he said mercifully, "Okay, so let's turn it around then. Who do you think you're not?" Oh boy, immediately I had my hands on stacks of data I had gathered, and out of my mouth I heard myself say,
"Oh, that's easy. I know a lot about who I'm not."
Bam! In the brilliant now of the moment I said those words, the Lord posed me a very piercing question. He said, "How is it you know so much about what you don't and can't and won't, and so little about what you do and can and will? How is it you know so little about who I say you are?